Give it a second.
For a long time, much of the debate around the drilling boom was focused on its potential to pollute groundwater. That was summed up in an iconic scene from the movie Gasland of a man lighting his tap water on fire.
Whoa.
But getting to the bottom of those few cases is taking years. And lately, concerns over water seem to have been overtaken by a new worry, one exemplified in a recent multi-million dollar jury verdict.
This lawsuit was really a lawsuit regarding the air emissions from the totality of unconventional shale gas development.
That's Brad Gildy. He was one of the lawyers who represented Bob and Lisa Parr in their case against Aruba Petroleum. The Parrs say that Aruba's natural gas operations near their Wise County ranch outside Fort Worth made them sick. Here's Lisa Parr.
I started stumbling and stuttering and falling. My face drew up like I had Bell palsy. Nosebleed. That turned into my husband and daughter having nosebleeds. She would have rashes. They would have stomach problems.
At the trial, they brought in medical experts to show how contaminants used by drillers were found in their bodies. Last month, a jury awarded the family $3 million.
This is the sound of a windmill on the Parr's property here in Wise County. The wind is blowing over this green meadow and right towards their house. They're located in a small valley on their property, and they think maybe that's why they felt really strong impacts from the drilling around here. Perhaps the air blew contaminants towards them, and then as it settled down, those heavy contaminants would settle into the valley where they would sleep at night.
In the last several months, a handful of reports have come out showing how drilling emits pollution in populated parts of Texas. An investigation by the Center for Public Integrity focused on South Texas. A report from the Alamo Council of Governments found that the oil boom was worsening air quality in San Antonio. Then there was a study from UT Austin about the North Texas shale region, where the Parrs live.
Called Planning for Fracking on the Barnett Shale. Urban air pollution, improving health-based regulation, and the role of local governments.
Rochelle Rollins wrote that one. She teaches law at UT.
We need to acknowledge that there is a lot of uncertainty of the effects of toxic emissions on health, especially children's health. And given that uncertainty, we need to think about planning and setbacks and just trying to make sure that we do our best in locating industrial activities in urban areas.
Some of her suggestions: give local governments more power to regulate toxic emissions, increase the study of potential health impacts, and install more air monitors. That last one seems to have the support of Lisa Parr.
I think that should be one of the regulations for the industry, is if you're going to have a multitude of wells within close proximity to homes, that you should provide an air monitoring system.
As far as the Parr's verdict goes, a judge still needs to approve it. If that happens, Aruba Petroleum is expected to appeal. One of its defense strategies has been to argue that there were so many gas wells in the area, it's hard to prove which ones might be responsible. Reporting on energy and the environment for State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchel, KUT News.